Well, it's Monday, and that means we check in with what goes on in Texas. We put our finger right in the pulse of Texas with Alan Sachs, the professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington. Professor, welcome to it on a Monday.
I have the pulse of everything, but I'm very sad. Our native son, Beto, dropped out of the race. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, but here's the sad thing about him, though. Here's the sad thing. He may have dropped out of the race, but he left, you know, bombshells behind. No, he left bombshells behind because he plants these seeds of eliminating the tax-exempt status of churches, so that'll linger around. That'll become something more. And then the confiscation of firearms, that will become something more, even though he's not here. He plants those seeds, those grotesque seeds against liberty that will come to pass.
What is it that, you know, he waves his hands around? He waves his hands around. Elizabeth Warren waves her hands around. Nancy Pelosi does the same thing, you know. Is that a trait of the left?
You know, it seems to be.
It really does.
Or there's flies buzzing around their head that you can't see.
Elizabeth Warren, I think that she's out of it now. People have caught on to her Medicare scheme, and she just didn't talk about how it's going to be funded. In fact, none of them really do. Bernie Sanders, I think, says, we'll talk about that later, you know, how it's going to be funded. You know, even my students that are mostly of the left, whenever I used to talk to them about how it's going to be funded, even they haven't caught on to it. And once in a while, somebody would say, they're going to raise our taxes.
I mean, it's just right. $52 trillion. I mean, what's the big deal?
That's right.
Yeah. So, all right. So I see all this polling where Joe Biden has kind of had a bit of a resurgence now, leading in all these national. Now, he's getting trounced in Iowa. He's losing in New Hampshire. And yet in the national polls, he holds a pretty significant lead still. And to me, that's astounding.
Especially among older Americans, I think. And that's what the deal is. They identify with him of an older age. They know him with President Obama. They know him from way back. People ought to remember he was on the Senate Judiciary Committee, if I'm not mistaken, with Teddy Kennedy and some others that blistered Robert Bork. And he was also, I think, on that same committee that blistered Clarence Thomas.
Sure.
In regard to Anita Hill.
Yeah.
So he has a long record of just grabbing onto things. You know, he always wants to be where the people
are,
you know.
So let me ask you this. With the current Democrat field and the state that it's in, with Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders as the three front runners, and then people kind of looking at Mayor Pete, but I don't think anybody takes a 37-year-old mayor of a city of 100,000 seriously. Is there, number one, could there be a brokered convention for the Democrats? And number two, will Hillary return?
There very well could be a brokered convention. And yes, I think Hillary will return. I think she's been itching for a rematch again. And she'll get clobbered again the second time.
Yeah, well, I don't think, you know, and I see all these polls that Joe Biden is trashing Donald Trump. He'll win. No, he won't. And Elizabeth Warren is going to beat the president. No. I mean, if you're doing national polling and it shows that Elizabeth Warren's beating the president by 10 points, you should stop polling in California and Massachusetts. Just clearly, because if you do the same polling in Ohio or Michigan or Pennsylvania, you're going to find something wholly different.
That's right. And it's amazing, though, that Elizabeth Warren is still in there. You know, she's 70 years old, which is fairly young compared to a lot of people, including myself.
Right.
But I'm not running for president.
Well, here's something else that nobody's really taking a lot of time to focus on. But what about the president moving to Florida? If he can move the Florida electorate by half a point or 1 point, that takes Florida out of reach for the Democrats, which means the Republicans, because he was never going to win New York, it doesn't matter, right? So if he moves to Florida and he can move the numbers by half a point in Florida by being a Florida resident and touting that, that means Florida's not in play. That means Florida is a lock for the Republicans, and they can spend their resources, their time, energy, and resources elsewhere. It's a pretty smart political move.
Exactly. Oh, I think it was great. And Rush Limbaugh left Florida some time ago, and he said, I think on his program, they still try to track him down for taxes. He didn't owe any, but they're still trying to track him down from New York.
Yeah, well, so it is. The fact of the matter is, New York wants to tax the daylights out of people, which is why they flee. I mean, it's not like what the president is doing is unique, but I think that it's very smart because it basically takes Florida out of the mix for 2020 because they know that with him living there, it will mean a boost for his support there.
You know, what's interesting is I always use the phrase when talking about Texas. People would ask me, is Texas going to turn more to the Democratic column? And I would say, yes, at some point they will, due to immense demographic changes that have taken place. And one friend of mine in the news business said, don't use that phrase, demographic changes, because it implies a racial category. And so I backed away from it. I never used that phrase, demographic changes. Over the weekend, I heard a whole slew of leftist commentators use that same phrase, leftist.
Well, how dare you use something that's exactly accurate? It is a demographic change. It is a demographic. But it also has to do with demographic changes in age.
That's right.
It has to do with demographic changes in ethnicity. All true. There's not, and so what? There's been changes, but you're going to find
told,
though.
Don't use that phrase because it has racial connotations.
But it makes you wonder. You know, in South Florida, the Cuban community in Miami and so forth, very conservative.
It's very conservative,
right? So you know, this idea that Democrats just take for granted. Well, they're people of color, therefore they're ours. Yeah, don't kid yourself. Like jobs, and the jobs at what 3.6% unemployment still. And we keep going in the right direction. So Texas, don't count it out yet.
No, not at all. But I think it'll hold Republican for a while longer. But the Democrats had a deal going back many, many years. They wanted to change the demographics of the country in some very important southern states, including Texas. And it's come to fruition. There's no question about that. And the universities. The Democrats here sue everybody for everything. If the legislature, which is Republican-controlled, try to change anything in voting just to make it more secure, the lawsuits come down just in a haze of lawsuits. You can't do that. You're disenfranchising people. You can't require voter ID. You know, it's just amazing what they do.
Everybody uses voter ID. Every country in the world uses voter. Every you know, France, Germany, every
Texas
country.
It's called voter suppression.
Yeah, voter suppression. That's absolutely insane. All right, Professor, greatly appreciate. How'd Oklahoma do over the weekend?
I don't even know. I've given up on them. I'm not paying my alumni dues. If a university can't have a good football team, forget it.
Fair enough.
That's all they're all about.
There you have it. Professor Sachs, always a pleasure, my friend. Professor Alan Sachs, everybody. Longest contributor to the program and among the very best. All right, so I've got this important call out to you today because I want you to take seriously the chance to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, help yourself out. If you're borderline diabetic or could be taking medicine for diabetes, you can do better. My Pure Health Solutions helped me lose weight more than a year and a half ago. On my way to 2 years now. Lost a tremendous amount of weight, feel great to this day. So if you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, your custom solution to losing extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not my plan, not Steve Gruber's plan, your plan to lose weight. So let's focus on that. Go to gruberhealth.com. Not only do you see really cool pictures of me, but you can start your custom plan today. Gruberhealth.com. Go check it out right now. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at gruberhealth.com. Gruberhealth.com. That's gruberhealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.